Hey there, this is Seth Waters from Channel 9 coming to you from the beautiful Channel 9 building Ready Room. This is where people come to sit and be ready, but I thought we would be ready and talk a little bit about your work.
Great.
This is Erica Wu. Tell us about yourself.
Hey, I'm Erica. I'm a rising junior studying computer science at Princeton, and I'm interning on the tech evangelism and development team.
Fantastic. But you're wearing a USA shirt and has yes. Olympic stuff, so you might not see it. Why do you love the Olympics so much?
So I actually competed in the 2012 London Olympics. I was on the US Olympic table tennis team.
Table tennis. And
yes.
I saw a video of this person doing this stuff. She is literally, like if we were in the Cold War with China, you could go to China and play tennis with them.
I mean,
Forrest Gump style.
Yeah, people love table tennis in China. So.
I know. So tell us about your Olympic experience when you were there. How was that? Was that fun?
That was fantastic. I mean, I just turned 16. So just to be in the village with all of the other athletes, knowing that everyone I meet is the Olympian of their sport, of their country, was amazing. And it didn't matter where you were from, it didn't matter what sport you were playing, everyone knew how much work it took to get there.
Mm-hmm.
And there was just a sense of respect amongst everyone in the village.
You may not know, but I also am an Olympian at napping. I'm really good at it. It's fantastic. But you wanted to stay up to date because it's the Olympics right now, but you wanted to
yeah.
stay up to date with what was going on.
Yeah.
Tell us about the Olympic experience as you're watching it 4 years later but not being there. What did that feel like?
Yeah, so you know, I wanted to stay up to date on everything that was happening, and it's so hard because there's so many different sports. It's a multi-day event. I mean, it's in a different time zone. And you don't know what's exciting, what to watch at any given time. So I thought, you know, what if I could build a bot that could message users when something exciting is happening? And what if a user can message this bot and say, hey, I'm really interested in swimming or in table tennis. Can you let me know when something exciting is happening?
For those that don't know what a bot is, can you explain that a little bit?
Yeah, so a chatbot, So Microsoft just came out with a new bot framework that'll let users build a chatbot to communicate with users on different messaging platforms like Facebook, like Skype, GroupMe, and a lot of others. And you can build one bot, deploy it to multiple platforms, and you know, reach out to users in this new way.
So it's like you're talking to a machine,
yes.
effectively.
Yes.
And you wanted to talk to a machine to tell you about the Olympics.
Yep.
So how hard was this to set up?
It wasn't that difficult. I mean, when I started at Microsoft, I thought, okay, I want to learn about some Microsoft-specific technology, right? So I thought, all right, I want to look into Azure because cloud computing is the future
sure.
of technology, and I didn't know anything about it. And within Azure, I thought, wow, Cognitive Services is really cool. So Cognitive Services is a set of 22 RESTful APIs that basically take years and years of Microsoft research, bundle it into these APIs, and then let the users directly inject AI into their applications. And when I think of AI, I think of, you know, algorithms, things that you need like a PhD to understand.
Sure.
Or you know, you might think of Ultron and you get like
right.
really creeped out.
And then we're all gonna die, that's right.
Or you think of both, exactly. So here's a set of APIs that where you don't really need to understand so much the algorithms, you just need to put them in your application and then it empowers you to make more human applications, you know, be able to understand your users on a deeper level. So this is really cool. And I wanted to create something that could use this technology and marry it with the Olympics and with the bot framework.
Which is pretty cool. So
yeah.
you talked about the bot framework, you talked about
yeah.
cognitive services. Was there anything else you used that was interesting in this project?
Yeah, so with the bot framework, I wanted to make sure I have natural language communication. I didn't want it to just to hard code commands and have the user say, follow this subject,
sure.
follow this athlete, because it's not natural. So I used Lewis. Lewis is Language Understanding Intelligence Services, and it's basically a platform that will let you really easily train models for natural language processing. And this will let you understand what the user wants, and you can give it some examples. It takes like 10 minutes to train. You can get a model, and then you can understand what the user is talking about without needing to hard code anything.
Well, this is awesome. So we have the bot framework, we have
yep.
cognitive services, we have Lewis, which is a language understanding intelligence service.
Mm-hmm.
So let's talk about what your bot does,
mm-hmm.
and then let's dive into how each of those three components actually have helped.
Right. So what does my bot do,
yeah.
right? The goal is to keep track of activity happening on Twitter, because Twitter, you can really get real-time information on what people are excited about, what people are talking about. So I'm connecting to the Twitter API, getting a stream of tweets filtered by the word Olympics, so getting all these relevant tweets. I'm sending these tweets over to Cognitive Services to get, using the text analytics API to get the topics. Mm-hmm. So for each tweet, what is the user talking about? What are the keywords in this tweet? And then from these topics, I create a list of trending topics. And then I ask the user, you know, what do you want to follow? What topics are you interested in? And then I check whether or not what the users are interested in is in this list of trending topics. And if so, I message the user.
I see. Yep. So let's take a look at how this works. So let's start with the bot framework stuff. Then we'll move into Cognitive Services, and then we'll talk about how you're using Lewis.
Great. So here is the message controller. So this is where the messages come in. And then, so when a message comes in, right, I send it over to a dialogue. So here's a dialogue. And the bot framework has built-in support for Lewis. Mm-hmm. So Lewis is what I was saying earlier, the model. I'm going to show you Lewis first because I think that makes more sense.
Let's
show what Lewis does and then bring it back. Let me pull it up. So I'm going to sign into Lewis. It's lewis.ai, so anyone can go in and start playing with them with this technology. I'm going to scroll down to the Twitter stream event bot. All right, so here's where I trained my language model. And at the core of Lewis is two ideas. One is the intent of the user, so what does the user want? And the entity, so what object does the user want to take an action on? So here I just have three intents, subscribe to a topic, unsubscribe to a topic, and list trending topics. And then here I have the entity topic. So if you want to subscribe or if you want to unsubscribe, I need to know which topic you're referring to.
Sure.
So this is how, this is an already trained model, but here's what you do. So if I want to train something on the subscribe intent, I can say subscribe to gymnastics. And it'll say, all right, so this is already trained, so it's already predicting what these three words mean. So it's predicting that the intent is subscribe. It's predicting that the topic is gymnastics. And that's it. That's how you train a model. It's so easy.
So, what happens if you? What happens if I type in something like, I want to know about swimming? What would it do?
I want to know about swimming. So here, I've never trained something similar to this before, so it doesn't know. So in order to train it on something like this, I would say, this is subscribe. This is the topic, submit. And
very
it's that
good.
Easy.
So next time I say something like I want to know about table tennis.
Yes.
Or I want to know about track. Let's see what happens.
I want to know about track. So here it's starting to know that it's not none anymore. Mm-hmm. It'll take a few to really train it well. But in a few I want to know about judo.
So the idea is that when these things come in, you just got to keep training it.
Yeah, just keep training it. And then over time, it'll start to learn. So you give it, so here are my labels, right? So here's everything that I was doing before. These are all the labels that I've done in the past. And I just give it different ways that someone can say unsubscribe. I give it different ways someone can say subscribe. And over time, it'll start learning. Mm-hmm. And then I have built-in support in the bot framework because here you see that the bot will pass the message to Lewis and it will get back intents. So here it's, if someone wants to subscribe, here's a handler for that intent. If someone wants to unsubscribe, here's what you do.
Oh, I see. So what you do is when you get the message, let's go back to that first function.
Yep.
Where it gets the message, you just send that to Lewis.
Yep.
And then it will call the right function.
Yep, exactly.
Is there like a I don't know what they just said function?
Yeah. So here is none. And if the bot can't figure it out, I'll just say, I'm sorry, I'm not sure I understood.
Now, is there a way to capture the things that they've said that it doesn't understand? Does it remember those things somehow? So we can label them later?
Right. So in Lewis, there's a way to look at errors, but right now I don't have that up and running. Mm-hmm. But you can, so the great thing is here, like when I'm testing myself, I can give it sentences it doesn't understand. I'm like, oh shoot, my model doesn't capture this. So I go back to new utterances, I do what I just did, I train on new sentences, and then I can publish, update published application, it'll update, boom, it's up and running.
That's cool. So, and if there's any that the API gets that it says returns none, then it you can set it so it keep track of that and you can bring those later. That's awesome. And so now your bot has the ability to understand pretty much anything anybody says that's related to subscribing, unsubscribing, and list trending.
Yes.
Awesome. Okay.
Yeah. And then, so that's one half of this application, right? Knowing what the user wants to do, getting their intent. The other half is, how do I pull hundreds and hundreds of tweets from Twitter and figure out what's going on? So that's where cognitive services comes into play. So let me show you. Here is where, so I have a library where I'm getting, where I'm connecting to the Twitter API. I'm getting this string of tweets. So here I just, you know, here's where I'm inputting the tweets into this function. And I create an HTTP client. I connect to cognitive services. I format the tweets into the format that understands. So I'm in the process of making it into eventually a JSON object. I send over the JSON object. And then I get back the list of tweets. So for each tweet, it'll give me a list of topics that it detects. And then I just
start counting.
I just start counting, yeah. And then here, it's running right now. And in the debugger, I print out all the tweets that I'm getting. So there's been a lot since we've started talking.
And how often does it pull?
Right now, for demo purposes, every 15 seconds. The longer you wait, the more accurate all the topics will be. But I just wanted to show you what it's doing. So right here, we have the list of tweets, and then we have some trending topics. And you can see right now, this morning, Simone Biles. Oh, actually, let me show you. I took a screenshot of this morning. I was looking at what was happening this morning. This is really how I've been keeping up with the Olympics.
Nice.
And I know stuff before anyone else knows stuff, because Twitter is just people talk immediately, and you know what's happening. So this morning at 11:07, I was looking at what was happening. And here you can see the trending topics is Scott Giles. You see sailing. You see Great Britain. And I was like, oh, what's going on? So it turns out here you can see some of these tweets. Giles Scott wins Great Britain's fifth successive gold medal in sailing.
Wow.
And so I was like, oh, that's really cool. You know, I didn't know that. I wouldn't have known that. And then 20 minutes later, totally different. What happened was 20 minutes later, 11:27, Simone Biles won her fourth gold medal in women's gymnastics on the floor routine. Ali Raisman won silver. And then everyone started talking about that.
That's awesome. But so how do you like pull every 15 seconds and then it messages you every 15 seconds?
Right. So what I'm doing right now is I don't want to bother the user.
Yeah.
So if a user is subscribed to a topic and that topic is in the trending list, I'll message the user, say, hey, check out, something interesting is happening with gymnastics. And then I won't message the user for another hour. Like, I'll just keep track of that. In terms of like trending topics, the user can say, what is the list of trending topics right now if they don't know what they want to watch? And then the bot will respond with the list. So it won't proactively message you with the list of trending topics just in case you don't want to be bothered, like every 5 minutes, right? But if you did want to know, message the bot, it'll tell you right away.
And that's the list sort of trending topics.
Yes.
And intent that we had in place as well.
And then you can figure out from these keywords, you know, what's going on, what to look for. Like just from this list, you know that something exciting is happening with gymnastics. It's definitely, you know, a very demo, like these are just a list of keywords, but from this information, you can really get a lot.
Absolutely. So let's talk about sort of the cognitive services aspect.
Right.
What does that, this is, because that's where you're getting all the trending topics from, is that right?
Yeah.
And so how did, is there like an API call? What does that actually do?
So cognitive services is a series of RESTful APIs. So I just put in the URL.
Oh, and you did mention this, yeah.
Yes.
And what is it that the API is doing?
You know what? To be honest, I'm not sure. I consider it magic.
But it returns a list of...
Oh, yes. Sorry. I thought you meant like the algorithms. I was like, you know, I really don't know. But yeah, so it returns a JSON with, for each tweet, it'll return a list of keywords. And then I parse that, and then I count each of the keywords just to get a list of the top keywords.
So you give it a tweet, it returns a set of keywords, and then you start to do some counting. Well, this is fantastic. Well, let's talk to the bot and see how it works.
All right. So here it is on Skype. So I'll say something like, I can really say trending topics. I can say, can you give me the list of trending topics? I think it needs to warm up for a second.
Yes, I wrote a bot once, and they're sleepy when they're first built.
It's lonely. It wants people to talk.
Yeah, it wants people to talk.
It.
Now, is this actually, can someone use this right now on Skype?
Yeah.
How do you add this on
Skype? I just published it, so it's in review. By the time this video comes out, I'm sure it's online. The handle is Olympics-bot, all lowercase. Search for it, I'm sure you'll find it. So, yes, right now it's very lonely, and it's
taking
a while.
So is it going to be like a really boring bot after the Olympics?
You know, the great thing is that, like, this bot in particular, probably because people aren't going to be talking about Olympics as much, but if you take this code and you switch out the word Olympics and you put in, like, some other event name or whatever is happening at World Cup, non-sporting events, music events, same thing. You give it an intent, it'll tell you, you know, it'll take the list of tweets that have to do with that particular topic, and you can use it in the exact same way.
We should add another intent that says, I want to know about the POW.
Yeah.
And then you could totally swap it out for
exactly.
anything. Exactly. So let's see how it actually works. There's how do you actually test these things?
So here's how I test it. There's an emulator here, and it does everything that this code needs to do.
Mm-hmm.
And later, actually, I'm going to publish it onto Skype.
Okay.
And so then people can add it there. So right now it's just, you know, a welcome message, and I'm going to say list of trending topics. I could have said, can you give me the list of trending topics? Mm-hmm. I could have said a lot of different things. But yeah, it'll understand that I want the list of trending topics. I can see here that gymnastics is still trending. Something interesting is happening with boxing, with cycling. And then I can look all these up later to find out exactly what's happening.
Right.
If I wanted to say, I want to follow gymnastics, then it'll tell me that I'm now following gymnastics. And in the next 15-second cycle, if gymnastics is still on this trending list, it's going to message me. And in the emulator, there's a quirk where it'll start a different conversation. But in Skype, it'll be the same conversation, right? And this is an old message. But like, yeah, so something interesting is happening with gymnastics. If I say, I want to follow cycling, and I want to follow gymnastics again, it'll say, like, I'm already following gymnastics.
Got it.
It knows. And if cycling, let me look up what's, get the trending topics. Biles. Biles is usually always trending. Follow Biles. And then in a minute, it should message me about Simone Biles.
So while it's doing that, let's talk about this emulator. It looks like you have here at the top, and I'll mouse over, sorry, I'm leaning over you, but it looks like with this tool, you're able to test your APIs locally.
Yep.
And that's the cool thing. And what are these things up here that we're obviously going to have to blur out and post? What is this app ID and this app?
Like bot-specific information. So later when I register it, when I publish it, this is like identification stuff.
So we'll put a link below so you can see how you can actually go about getting that. And so this is a really fun way of actually testing it locally. It looks like there's one on Skype. There's a little.
Yep. Oh, great.
So this is something you were testing before, now it seems
exactly.
Well, that's awesome. So how do people get started with this? What was your path for getting started with this sort of program?
So if you go to the bot framework, look up Microsoft Bot Framework, there's a very easy to understand guide to get started. Immediately you download the bot framework, you have a bot that'll just, you send it a message, it'll tell you like how many words you've put in the message or something like that. The bot equivalent of Hello World.
Right.
And then I just started messing around with that. I started at a hackathon. I thought, hey, this looks really awesome. Let me play around with it. One thing that I was trying to build was a bot that would answer the most important question of the day, which
42 is the answer, right?
That's the most important question. That's the most important question. The second most important question is, what's for lunch?
Oh, of course.
Right? What's for lunch? So, I mean, all of our cafe menus are online, so I was thinking, all right, I can build a bot, ask what's for lunch. It'll pull up the menus. It'll give me the list of menu items. I can say, I'm really craving sushi. Where can I find sushi? It'll look for sushi, and it'll give me the cafe list. So I got that pretty much up and running. Hopefully I can publish it soon. It kind of got pushed to the side after the hackathon, as most hackathon projects end up being, that's where they end up. But yeah, so it's pretty easy to get started with the technology.
Awesome, well, this has been super helpful. We have been learning about the bot framework, Lewis, and cognitive services with a wonderful Olympian, table tennis. Make sure you watch, there was a cool video we watched. She's pretty good. She would make me cry. Thanks so much for watching. My name is Seth Juarez, Channel 9. We'll see you next time. Take care.
Thank you.